Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Reza Ganjavi. I have an urgent message for world leaders. The focus here is on Switzerland, but the same applies to other countries. So I'm addressing the Swiss Federal Council, and I would like you to please pay close attention. The topic of this talk is microwave pollution, radio frequency radiation, which is emitted from 5G antennas, 4G, Wi-Fi routers, cell phones, and so on. Switzerland is a beautiful country. It's the envy of the world. We have the most beautiful natural scenery, we have a strong economy, and so on and so forth. However, today, Switzerland is in big trouble because it's so polluted. The level of microwave pollution is very, very high, far above the safe limits. This pollution causes DNA damage and a host of other biological problems. The Swiss Federal Council is responsible for that because, as they say, the buck stops at the top. Swiss Federal Council sold licenses for 5G technology for 380 million francs, which is about $380 million. And this technology is not tested for safety. And we know through thousands of studies that this class of radiation causes biological damage. So what the Federal Council did was license the industry to deploy a technology which is not safe. And if you look at Switzerland's history and character, we're all about safety. We're world renowned for safety and security and attention to detail and so on and so forth. Quality, Swiss quality. But that's completely missing from this picture. Swissmedic, which is the equivalent of FDA in the US, would never approve a drug which is not shown to be safe and effective, and the balance of safety and efficacy needs to be adequate. But for the wireless industry, such things don't exist. They're just deploying a technology which is not shown to be safe. So we have this wonderful, beautiful country, and there's hardly any place you can go where the level of radiation is not unsafe. This is one of the biggest scandals in history of Switzerland. You will be held accountable. Today, if you go to the natural reserves, if you go to the supermarket, if you go to the post office, in the post bus, in the train, in the streets, everywhere you go, the level of the radiation is far above the safe limit. Let's talk about safe limits. Your idea of safety is not safe. Your idea of safety and what you tell the Swiss population is based on thermal effect, which was devised 25 to 30 years ago. Since then, there's been thousands of studies that show that this radiation causes DNA damage and a host of other biological issues. It has biological effect. Biological effect is completely missing from your equation. When you tell something, when you tell a Wi-Fi router is safe or a 5G cell tower is safe, all you're saying is that it will not burn you. It's thermally safe, but it's not biologically safe. 250 EMF scientists from over 40 countries, endorsed by over 105 NGOs, have called on various countries in the United Nations to change the standards and incorporate biological effect. You have completely ignored that, and you've stuck with the standards which are just thermal. Also, over 180 EMF scientists from 36 countries have called for 5G to stop until it can be shown that it's safe. Of course, it can never be shown to be safe because it's not safe. But you're willing to play Russian roulette with our health and license the industry to deploy, mass deploy 5G in Switzerland. That's not acceptable. That's a violation of our human rights. And that's a scandal. It's one of the biggest scandals in history of Switzerland. It's a scandal because it's a collaboration between the government and the industry. Government owns 51% of the largest telecom carrier, and government regulators who are supposed to be regulating the industry are actually betting for the industry. And people, Swiss people like me, we are being lied to by our government and our regulators and, of course, the industry. The industry lying, it's not acceptable, actually. But, you know, that's why we have government regulators. To stop industry from abusing people. That's how the whole thing started. You have government, which is made by people to serve people. You have industry, whose goal is to make money. And you have government regulators who are supposed to control the industry. In this case, that's not really happening effectively. Today, if I call BAFU or BAG, they tell you, don't worry, this radiation is completely safe. That's a lie. And if you ask them why or how, they say, well, it's within the standards. But the standards are the problem. And they know it, but they still say that it's okay. So that's a lie. So we have a case where you, as our leaders, sold licenses for a technology which is not safe. Your regulators are not really doing their job. And Swiss people are lied to. Swiss people in general are educated to trust the government, but you are betraying their trust by lying to them, by deploying something which is not safe, and by not educating them. That's one of the roles of the government, is to make sure that the populace is educated. Average Swiss person gets about zero education about the health impacts of this radiation. The entire school curriculum, they talk about sex education, they talk about drugs and smoking and alcohol, but none of them talk about safe use of technology. So what's the result? People have no clue. So I've seen this many times, a father, for example, carrying a baby with his cell phone here, which is extremely damaging, not just to himself, but to the little baby with soft tissues. It thins out the blood-brain barrier and so on and so on and so on. And who is to blame here? You. Because you have not done your job in educating them. You have ignored the topic. Why? Because it's profitable. Because it's a scandal. And you are a part of it. If you were doing your job right, you would certainly incorporate education in the topic. So that people know how to protect themselves. So that the people know their real risks. So that they can take steps to reduce their exposure. So that they would use wired internet at home instead of Wi-Fi, which is very genotoxic, and so on. And part of this scandal is that you've given a fake and false sense of responsibility to public by saying, we put together safety commissions filled with experts. But guess what? Your safety commissions are stacked with experts from the industry. And guess what their goal is? Money! So you've sold licenses to unsafe technology, you've lied to people about the safety, you've not educated the people, and your three branches of government are actually ignoring the topic. We're talking about legislators, executive, and judicial. Not all of them. Of course, there's exceptions. Green Party actually does not endorse this topic, but most of the other political parties and many of the judges and your executive branch are basically ignoring the topic. They're ignoring science. So it's like back in the dark ages. It's like saying the earth is flat. That's what's happening. Now, this scandal takes a special light if you look at modern history of Switzerland and the other scandals which we had. And my question to you is it really worth having yet another scandal? Every other scandal that we had, years later, the Bundesrat actually apologized to people. But it was too little too late. Let's look at that. Scandal of cooperation with the Nazis. According to the Berger Commission, Switzerland helped the Nazis achieve its goals. And closure of the borders was a racist act. Scandal of slave children. Up until 1980s, tens of thousands of children were enslaved. They're called Verdingkinder, which is contract kids. But that's a wrong word. These were not contract kids. I'm a contractor. I enter into a contract willingly. These kids were taken away from their parents unwillingly. They were enslaved and they were put under labor and they were abused. This is until 1980. We're not talking about 500 years ago. The scandal of administrative care. Again, another misnomer. Around 60,000 Swiss people were imprisoned without due process, without a trial, without being convicted of a crime. They were imprisoned and they're called administrative care. These are scandals and you know that because some of you, Fra Somaruga, for example, went ahead years later and apologized. Too little, too late. Now we have another big scandal and you're being warned about it. Many Swiss people are telling you about this. And you need to do something about it. You need to act responsibly. I have a set of recommendations for you at the end of this video. One of the problems is that you are relying on wrong advice. People and entities who are giving you advice are mostly, if not all, industry biased. Let's have a look. BAFU, BAG, BACOM, COMCOM, Berenice, ETH-FSM, ICNIP, Martin Rochley, Paul Steffen, Christian Grasser, Stefan Netzl, etc. These people are all industry biased, in my opinion, based on their actions and history. ICNIRP itself is a scandal. It's an organization which is based in Germany. It's largely funded by German equivalent of BAFU. And it says that it's neutral, but of course it's not. It ignores science, it twists science, and so on and so on. All pro-industry. Real scientists who are not in the pocket of telecom, who are independent and don't have conflict of interest, financial or intellectual, they are absolutely fed up with ICNIRP. Martin Rushley, whom we cherish in this country as an expert, is part of ICNIRP. He's part of the problem. He has conflict of interest, at least intellectual, in my opinion. And he's not a medical doctor. And he doesn't have a degree in biology, yet you've put him in charge of a couple of commissions which focus on radiation's effect on health. He's not qualified for it, in my opinion, and in opinion of experts. So he needs to be removed from Berenice. Berenice itself, which is part of BAFU, is actually a big problem because it's stacked with people who have industry ties or have had ties with industry in the past. Last year, I organized an extensive letter written by Professor Leonard Hardell, who is a world-class authority expert on the field of radiation and health. This letter was endorsed by over 20 experts. They asked for removal of Martin Rushley from Berenice due to conflict of interest and misrepresentation of science, and they elaborate and explain all the details. My project was somehow derailed by some element, and so it didn't have the impact that I had intended. Nevertheless, you did receive the letter, but what you did with it was to pass it on to BAFU. Berenice is part of BAFU. You just passed the buck to BAFU, which is the problem. BAFU is the problem. Paul Steffen is the problem. So he wrote a response to Professor Hardell, which was a joke. He tried to, of course, protect Martin, and the things he said are just incredible. You can see emfcrisis.com. I have a response to Paul Steffen about his letter. Over time, Berenice ignored many, many papers because they're industry-leaning. They don't admit it, but that's a fact. So they just ignored things that were not convenient. But recently, they finally admitted, under pressure, that radiofrequency radiation causes oxidative stress, which is a precursor to cancer. So that's a small step in the right direction. But Berenice needs a major reform. It needs to be overhauled and cleaned up of the industry elements and made more neutral. And if we don't have the experts, we need to import them. I was imported. I came here from California. A Swiss company brought me here because there were no experts in Switzerland that knew what I knew. Why can't we do that with Berenice, for example? One of the members of Berenice actually told me that, oh, Martin Rushley, well, it's because we don't have anybody else. By the way, Professor Hardell wrote another scientific paper in which he also elaborates on Martin Rushley's issues. And that's also available on my website. You can see the link in the description. Let's talk about honesty. I'm a Swiss citizen, but when I went first time to get a Swiss visa in Los Angeles, the Swiss embassy told me, oh, you're going to a country which is so honest, everybody's honest, people don't lie. Guess what? We have seen so much dishonesty, so much untruth come from the government, federal and local, about this topic of wireless pollution. Why? Why do you need to lie so much to people? If this was a kosher business, you wouldn't need to lie. You could be upfront to people and tell them the risks. But it's not kosher. It's not safe. You're lying to people because if people knew the facts, they wouldn't spend money on it. It's all about money, let's face it. But your job as our leaders, again, is to protect us. And you cannot sell out our health for money. Very simple concept. Swisscom, in a patent application, explicitly admitted that this radiation causes DNA damage at subthermal levels, which means before your cells even get warm, they get damaged. I uncovered this patent, actually, with the help of a friend in Canada. But we also have emails from Swisscom. If you ask them, is my Wi-Fi router at home safe? And they say, oh yes, it's safe, don't worry about it. Let me give you some verbatim statements. From the patent filing, radio frequency radiation can cause damage to genetic material, in particular, a human white blood cells, whereby both the DNA itself is damaged and the number of chromosomes changed. The genotoxic effect is elicited via a non-thermal pathway. This destruction is not dependent upon temperature increases, i.e. is non-thermal. But all of your standards are thermal. They're lying to people saying it's safe. They're telling people that Wi-Fi is safe. So what do Swiss people do? They sit next to a Wi-Fi router. And guess what? If you measure a Wi-Fi router, this thing goes through the roof. You get 6 volts per meter. That's 6,000 millivolts per meter. The safe limit is 20 millivolts per meter. So you're exposing people to 300 times the safe limit, which is biologically damaging, and you're telling people that it's safe. I don't know why this is not criminalized. Other providers also lie to people. We have evidence from Sunrise and Salt, for example, who outright lie to people. Go to Sunrise's website. They have a guy from FSM, which is a body, which is an entity at ETH. ETH is one of the most respectable and best universities in the world. There is a small group within ETH called FSM. There is a guy by the name of Gregor Durenberger. He's the leader of FSM at ETH. And he says so many lies. It's incredible. I took his statements and I responded to them. You can see also on emfcrisis.com. I have an email from Salt CEO where they respond to my questions about safety of cell towers, being near cell towers. They gave me this big response that says basically that there is no evidence of health damage from being near cell towers. That's another big fat lie. I sent them a list of 70, at least 70 studies which show damage by being next to a cell towers. And I'm not the only one that they lie to. I'm sure they lie to everybody who asks them the same question. You see, so this whole business, this whole industry appears to be built on lies, which makes it very shaky, because truth is the foundation, but that doesn't exist here. So their whole business plan is shaky. 5G, in my opinion, and opinion of many, is a bankrupt business plan already. It was promoted so much. Oh, driverless cars, Internet of Things, and so on, faster downloads. Nobody needs those things. Nobody needs faster download. It's just some nerds who want to do gaming on the go. They should just stay at their home, have their wired internet, do all the gaming that they want. But they want to have gaming on the go with some guy in Japan, so they need to have low latency, faster download, da-da-da. At what cost? At the cost of everybody else around them getting completely zapped, 5G antennas all over our cities. 4G is bad enough. Nobody needs faster download. But this is one of the use cases, basis of this whole shaky business plan. Another thing. Driverless cars. I mean, for God's sake, who needs driverless cars? And again, at what cost? At the cost of taking our beautiful country, every few meters, putting a bloody antenna so that these cars can go without drivers. Come on, let's get real. Let's get real. What's the other excuse? Internet of Things, so that my toilet paper sends a Wi-Fi signal, blah, blah, blah. Oh, come on. I can check the refrigerator myself to see if I have enough whatever. And the problem of privacy, because then they know your data, and the experts are saying data is more valuable than oil. So a lot of this is about data and intrusion of our privacy, which is a big problem. So all of these use cases are part of this business plan, which is very shaky, and the price of it is on us. Us people have to pay the price in terms of our health. That's the problem. If these things didn't have negative side effects for our health, why not? But they do. And you, government, are not protecting us. You are there for people, right? That's the whole basis of government. It's government for people and not the other way around. About cell antennas. Multiple studies have shown being near cell antennas caused cognitive decline in students, blood cell abnormalities, and genetic damage, and a rise in cancer rates. For example, the Eggers study. Cancer development tripled in residents near the cell towers compared to residents outside the area. Doad study. Highly significant increase in cancers in those living within 500 meters of the cell tower. Yet, the industry says, don't worry, it's safe. Big lie. there are a number of big lies, big falsehoods that are told to Swiss people. Let's go through more of them. It's a lie that 5G is safe because currently it's at the same level of 4G. That is not true because 4G is not safe. 4G is the same class of high-frequency electromagnetic field supported by thousands of papers that show that it's biologically damaging. And when you say it's safe, it's just because it doesn't burn you. Is this clear? Please, let's not brush these things under the carpet. These are very important facts. Another lie. Microwave radiation is non-ionizing, therefore it's safe. That's also not true because, again, lots of studies show non-ionizing radiation also causes health damage. One of the stupidest lies I've heard in Switzerland by some party members in Green Liberal and FDP and so on, they say that, well, back then people thought that also trains were unsafe and they were against trains. Come on, that's a terrible comparison because back then there weren't thousands of studies that showed trains were unsafe. But we have that now about this radiation. Another lie. More people are working from home because of COVID, therefore we need more 5G. Wrong. If you're working from home, you should be connected to wired internet, fiber optic. It's faster, safer, and it's not unhealthy. Another big lie. Only people who are sensitive to it are hurt by it. That's just not true. Top professors in this field very clearly say that this radiation hurts everybody, including yourselves and your families, including Swisscom CEO and Sunrise CEO and their families. It hurts everybody, whether you feel it or not. Nevertheless, many people like myself are sensitive to it. We feel it. I get debilitated. And there are about 800,000 people in Switzerland who are sensitive to this radiation. And industry loves this idea because they like to blame it on people and say the problem is the sensitive people. But no, it hurts everybody. Another big lie. You all say that this technology is green, it's efficient, energy efficient, it's environmentally friendly. But that's not true. Look at the adaptive antennas. They are so energy consuming. There is nothing green about this. And the entire field of wireless pollution is very harmful to the environment. And not just regarding energy, but other aspects. Think about DNA. There is a forest, for example, in Canton Zurich, which is one of the most beautiful forests in Switzerland. It's known as the lungs of Zurich. It's called Fennenstiel. Sunrise wants to build this gigantic 5G tower right next to it. And this forest is full of magnificent trees, wildlife, butterflies, birds, and other creatures. And all of them will get damaged. All their DNA will get damaged. Right now, the level of that forest is zero. When that cell tower comes, it's going to be all the way up here. It's a place you go and you can inhale the trees and you walk away rejuvenated. But when that cell tower comes, that's a forest you don't want to go to because you'll get damaged. An association was set up to fight this cell tower, but unfortunately, they dropped the ball and they really didn't do a lot of things that they should have. So Sunrise is about to install this thing. So I plead to Sunrise, to the federal government, to the cantonal authorities to stop the Fennenstiel cell tower. Oh, and to top it off, the mayor of Manendorf, who is in charge of Fennenstiel, says that my job is to approve cell antennas. No, sorry. Your job is to first protect people's health. Another common falsehood that a lot of local governments tell people. They said that the matter is not settled. Some people think it's safe, some people think it's not safe. I wish, when I first found out about this topic, I was really, really hoping that it's safe. But it's not. The matter is settled. Another lie is that we need this technology because of economy. Come on, we already have a very good economy in Switzerland. And even if we didn't, you cannot sell people's health for the sake of economy. Two of the members of the Bundesrat of the Federal Council are on record for saying people's health is number one for us. That includes Mr. Parmelin, who is currently the president, and his predecessor, Mrs. Somaruga. They both said that. Please, let's live up to your words. The industry is pushing to increase the limit values. Actually, the limit values should be decreased, not increased. We're already too polluted. Let's face the fact. There is not one single study that shows long-term exposure to radiofrequency radiation is safe. Not even one study. Nevertheless, we tell people it's safe. A few decades ago, people were also being told that asbestos was safe. But now we know that it's not safe. In the 1950s, doctors who were prostituting for the industry were telling people that smoking is good. They were promoting smoking. They had advertisements of pregnant mothers, of nurses, and so on, promoting smoking. Back then, they knew it was harmful. So we have a replay of the asbestos. We have a replay of tobacco. Now it's wireless pollution. And this pollution is propagated by an industry which has a lot of money. It has people like Roger Federer promoting it. And it has the news media, which is helping brainwash the public. That makes your job more challenging because you need to fight for people. You need to be the representatives of people, which is why we put you in that office. You need to have our health as number one priority, and you need to demand from the industry and your regulators that our health is put as number one and that safety needs to be shown, and you need to pay attention to independent science and not just the science which is funded by the industry. When we're talking about health issues, wireless pollution doesn't kill you instantly, although we have an increase in the number of cardiac arrests. So it does kill some people instantly, but generally it doesn't. What it does is that it gradually damages your DNA. I think of it this way. Put a chicken, a live chicken, poor thing, in a microwave oven and put it on very low. The chicken is not going to die instantly. It's just going to go nuts. It's just going to start going crazy as its DNA gets damaged. And if you look at our world today, our world has gone crazy. If you look at the news story that come up, I have not seen so many crazy news stories in all of my life that I've seen in the last couple of years. I also look at the increase in the suicide rates even before COVID. Who is the culprit here? What has changed? Wireless pollution. And health is not just a matter of being alive. You cannot say a person is okay and healthy just because he's alive. Health is much more than that. It's a holistic experience of living. It's an experience of life as a human, which involves much more than your heart beating. It involves your other faculties and facilities. For example, at Caltech, which is one of the top five universities in the world, they say that 1 gram of brain cell contains 5 million magnetic antennas. Think about it. And think about the disruption that this radiation causes. We are electromagnetic beings, but our frequency is much, much lower. And suddenly you expose us to this. I personally, when I'm in an area which is highly exposed to this radiation, I just get disoriented. It's really very, very troubling. And I'm very sensitive. I'm vegetarian, I eat organic food, and I do yoga, and I feel it more, but other people also get hurt by it. Talking about organic food, Switzerland has one of the highest rates, probably the highest rate of organic food consumption in the world. Why? Because we Swiss people care about our health. People are willing to pay more money for organic bio food because it's healthier. And yet they're exposed to this radiation, which is very unhealthy, and the government is not doing its job in protecting them. Very important. Here's a list of some of the illnesses and health conditions. These have been observed through numerous studies by credible sources. Variety of tumors, DNA damage, reproductive harm, memory impact, autism, headaches, disorientation, insomnia, thinning of blood-brain barrier, dizziness, fatigue, tinnitus, cardiac arrest, cognitive decline, sperm damage, oxidative stress, eye damage, variety of cancers, brain damage, hearing damage, depression, anxiety, birth defects, heart disease, behavior issues, concentration problems, tremors, loss of appetite, MS, ALS, immune suppression, and last but not least, speeded up aging. One of the excuses the industry has is that the networks are overloaded, so we need more cell towers and we need faster and bigger cell towers. Look, we need to approach this problem holistically. If the networks are overloaded, there is a problem. There's a problem with demand. And there's a problem with demand because people are not educated. They're overloading the system because cell phones were never meant to be movie theaters. They were never meant to be streaming devices that you go on the train and you're streaming a movie or you're doing gaming with somebody else, lots of data going back and forth. Every time you have streaming of voice or data going back and forth, you expose yourself to a lot of radiation and you expose people around you to a lot of radiation. I used to love traveling on Swiss trains. Swiss trains were like heaven. I would get in with my guitar, my laptop, and just go. I met so many of my great friends on Swiss trains. Now I don't go on Swiss trains. I dread Swiss trains because they are microwave ovens and they're getting worse. You need to abide by Article 11.3 of the EPA law. Emissions are limited more strictly if the effects are found or expected to be harmful or a nuisance, taking account of the existing level of environmental pollution. So that's what's happening. But emissions are not limited. They are just limited to thermal standards. Federal Constitution, Article 74, Paragraph 2. It says, the Confederation shall legislate on the protection of the population and its natural environment against damage or nuisance. It shall ensure that such damage or nuisance is avoided, which means Sunrise should not be able to build a tower in Pfannenstiel, and so on and so on and so on. But this is not enforced. You need to mandate education in all cantons about safe use of technology and biological risk of exposure. You need to demand that yourselves and all federal agencies abide by the precautionary principle which is in Swiss law. And not just as lip service, like Paul Steffen of BAFU says. He says that, oh yes, we're abiding by precautionary principle. But if you read the explanation, it's a joke. You must mandate that all national parks and forests be deemed as quiet zone. If other countries can do it, why can't we do it? I've been to several countries in Europe where if you're near a national park, there are no cell towers. It's zero radiation because they care about the integrity of the DNA of their forest and its creatures. But we don't care. You go anywhere in Switzerland, it's polluted. Almost everywhere. Please, the Swiss public transport, including SBB and Postbus, must provide an EMF-free option for passengers who choose not to have their DNA damaged during travel. Just like we had with the non-smoking wagons. I remember we had smoking wagons on Swiss trains, and I was actually one of the activists trying to get SBB to remove them. So they became fully non-smoking. And now we need some compartments where people are not allowed to use cell phones unless it's in flight mode and you don't have Wi-Fi repeaters and so on. I suggest that you criminalize lying to people about matters of public health. National Council member Edith Graf Litcher should make up her mind. She's part of the SP party of Thurgau and in the National Council. And she's on the board of ASUT, which is the industry group. And she's promoting legislation, which is incredible. It's completely pro-industry. You can't do that, Frau Litcher. National Council member Katja Kreist from Basel, Jürg Mähler from Zurich, Ständerat Hans-Vicky Hess from FDP Nidwalden, Thierry Buchart, FDP, and so on, who are pro-5G. You should take your head out of the sand. You should look at the facts. You should look at the science. The earth is not flat. And you should stop repeating industry lies. Are you able to think for yourselves? Etaha, please respect your own dignity and close down FSM. I think 5G should be completely banned. We don't need it. It's absolutely not necessary. It's not proven to be safe. 4G is okay as long as it's far away. These cell towers don't belong in the inner city where people live. I was in Greece not long ago. In a very small village, it was zero radiation. Nevertheless, I could detect a 4G antenna. It was very far away. When I connected to it, I had service. I could send and receive an SMS or make a call. I hardly ever use my cell phone, but only in emergencies. So I had service. When I was connecting, then my phone was hot. But when I was not connecting, I was not harmed by that cell tower because it was very far away. That's the model which we should incorporate and educate people about right use of technology and not have all these cell towers in the middle of our city. You go to any Swiss city and you measure the radiation. Most of the time, it's like 50 to 300 times safe limit. You go to Bellevue in Zurich, you look up, it's full of cell towers or cell masts. It's unbelievable because it's very, very unhealthy for people. Adaptive antennas, You should have never sold these licenses. Industry should never have had the opportunity to deploy 5G. And now that it's done, and now we know we're going the wrong way, they want to do adaptive antennas, which is just an excuse to use much higher frequencies and get away with it. So you should ban and not use adaptive antennas. I'm sure there are good contract lawyers out there who can get you out of the contract you have with the service providers, the 5G licenses. You should just revoke those contracts. Pay them back the $380 million, maybe pay the penalty, whatever it is, and calm down. We don't need to rush in making our country a microwave oven. If the rest of the world is doing it, they're also doing it wrong. We need to be leaders. We cannot be sheepishly following the world. I've heard several Swiss authorities refer to FDA in America. You know what? FDA and FCC are a team who are pro-industry. FCC was just sued in court. 11,000 pages of evidence was filed against it. We cannot quote FDA and FCC, who are actually corrupt, in my opinion, as an excuse to do bad things in Switzerland. We need to be leaders. Finally, I hope you all live up to the noble responsibility that we Swiss people have trusted you with. Think ethics, morality, and think truth. Truth is important. Truth is the pillars of a civil society. So please be honest, pay attention to science, pay attention to the facts, and all the best. God bless you all.
Niemand hat das Recht, in meine eigenen vier Wände hineinzustrahlen. Es kann nicht sein, dass ich nachts vor den Strahlen in den Keller flüchten muss.
Sie haben wissenschaftliche Studien ignoriert, die diese Tatsache zugunsten der Industrie belegen. Wir werden von Regierung und Industrie in Bezug auf Sicherheit belogen.
Es besteht kein Zweifel daran, dass die drahtlose Verschmutzung gesundheitsschädlich ist. Bitte hört auf, uns anzulügen. Unsere Gesundheit steht an erster Stelle.
Ich danke an dieser Stelle ganz herzlich dem renommierten schwedischen Onkologen Professor Dr. Hartel und seinen Kollegen für die wertvolle Unterstützung, ebenso wie dem Programmmanager und Schweizer Bürger Herrn Reza Ganjavi für seine großartige Arbeit bei diesem überaus wichtigen Projekt.